The humor habit, rewiring your brain for a funnier, less stressful life. Introduction, the power of humor. Let's face it, life can be pretty serious sometimes. Between work stress, personal challenges, and the general chaos of the world, it's easy to get bogged down. But what if I told you there was a simple habit that could help you navigate life's ups and downs with more resilience, creativity, and joy? That's right, I'm talking about humor. Now I know what you might be thinking. Paul, I'm just not a funny person. Or maybe, humor doesn't belong in the workplace. Well, I'm here to challenge those notions. As a recovering student affairs professional turned comedian and keynote speaker, I've seen firsthand how humor can transform both our personal and professional lives. In this book, we'll explore how to develop what I call the humor habit, a set of practices that can rewire your brain to find more laughter and levity in everyday life. This isn't about becoming a stand-up comic or the office clown. It's about harnessing the scientifically proven benefits of humor to reduce stress, boost creativity, strengthen relationships, and yes, even achieve more. The science of laughter, why humor matters. Let's start with some brain chemistry. When we experience humor, our brains release a delightful cocktail of neurotransmitters, what I like to call the dose of happiness. That's dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. These chemicals not only make us feel good in the moment, but they also have lasting effects on our mental and physical health. Studies have shown that regular laughter can lower blood pressure, boost our immune systems, and even increase our pain tolerance. On the mental health front, humor helps us cope with stress, improves our mood, and can be a powerful tool against anxiety and depression. But here's the kicker, we're laughing less than ever before. Research shows that children laugh up to 300 times a day, while adults average only 17 laughs. We've created a laughter deficit, and it's time to turn that around. Developing your humor mindset. The good news is, humor is a skill we can develop. Just like going to the gym builds muscle, we can train our brains to find and create more humor in our daily lives. Here are a few strategies to get started. 1. Humor immersion. Surround yourself with funny content. Follow comedians on social media, watch stand-up specials, or read humorous books. The more you expose yourself to humor, the more naturally you'll start to see it in your own life. 2. Find a humor buddy. Partner up with a friend and commit to sending each other one funny thing each day. No pressure to respond, just share the laughter. 3. Keep a humor journal. At the end of each day, write down 3 funny things that happened. This trains your brain to look for humor throughout the day. 4. Practice self-deprecating humor. Learn to laugh at yourself. It makes you more relatable and approachable to others. Remember, the goal isn't to become a comedian. It's about cultivating a lighter perspective on life's challenges. Humor in the workplace, laughing all the way to success. Now, let's tackle the myth that humor doesn't belong at work. In fact, research shows that humor can be a powerful tool for leadership, team building, and productivity. When I was working in student affairs, I once had to meet with a student who was in trouble for a conduct violation. As we sat down, I accidentally knocked over my coffee mug, spilling it all over my pants. Instead of trying to ignore it, I looked at the student and said, "Well, this meeting is already going better than I expected." We both laughed, and it completely changed the tone of our conversation. That's the power of humor in professional settings. It builds rapport, diffuses tension, and creates a more positive work environment. Studies have shown that teams who laugh together are more creative, collaborative, and productive. Here are a few ways to incorporate more humor at work. 1. Start meetings with a funny icebreaker or story. 2. Create a humor board where team members can share funny memes or jokes. 3. Use humorous analogies to explain complex concepts. 4. Encourage playful competition or challenges among team members. Remember, workplace humor should always be inclusive and appropriate. The goal is to bring people together, not alienate or offend. humor as a coping mechanism, finding light in dark times. Life isn't always a laugh riot. We all face challenges, setbacks, and even tragedies. But humor can be a powerful tool for resilience and healing. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, wrote about the importance of humor in even the darkest circumstances. He observed that humor provided a moment of reprieve, allowing people to step back and gain perspective on their situation. Now, I'm not suggesting we laugh off serious issues, but finding moments of levity during difficult times can help us cope and maintain hope. Here are a few strategies. 1. Practice exaggeration. Take your worry and blow it up to absurd proportions. This can help you see how irrational some fears can be. 2. Find the irony. Look for the contradictions or unexpected twists in challenging situations. 3. Create a funny alter ego. Imagine how a humorous character might handle your situation. 4. Use humor rituals. Create a silly dance or phrase to use when you're feeling stressed. Remember, it's okay to laugh even when things are tough. In fact, that's often when we need it most. Conclusion: embracing the humor habit. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize that developing a humor habit isn't about ignoring life's challenges or being in a constant state of hilarity. It's about cultivating a mindset that allows you to see the lighter side of life, even in difficult moments. By consciously seeking out and creating more humor in your daily life, you're not just having more fun, you're building resilience, strengthening relationships, and improving your overall well-being. You're rewiring your brain to stress less, laugh more, and yes, even achieve more. So I challenge you to start small. Find one way to incorporate more humor into your day. Share a funny story with a coworker, watch a comedy special, or simply smile at a stranger. Remember, laughter is contagious. By cultivating your own humor habit, you're spreading joy to those around you. Life is too short to take everything so seriously. So let's lighten up, laugh more, and enjoy the ride. After all, as Charlie Chaplin once said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. Here's to wasting fewer days and finding more reasons to smile.